With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Chicago is bracing for this week's Democratic National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Tens of thousands of people are descending upon Chicago for the convention, including delegates, journalists, and activists. The city says it has made necessary preparations with police and the Secret Service to deal with protesters. The largest group is the pro-Palestinian Coalition to March on the DNC. The group wants to end U.S. aid to Israel and has planned demonstrations on the first and last days of the convention. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Hurricane Ernesto is now Tropical Storm Ernesto, moving away from Bermuda over open waters of the Atlantic after crossing over the tiny British territory yesterday with heavy rains and strong winds. Storm forced residents to stay indoors. We had no reports of deaths or injuries, though. More than 23,000 people reported without power at the height of the storm. Cisco Systems says it's going to lay off 7% of its total workforce.
That's the company's second round of job cuts this year as Cisco Systems shifts its focus to more rapidly growing areas in technology, such as artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. The company, based in San Jose, California, did not specify the number of jobs it's cutting. It had 84,900 employees as of July 2023. Based on that figure, the number of jobs cut would be about 5,900.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Canada's two biggest railroads starting to shut down their shipping networks as a labor dispute with the Teamsters Union threatens to cause lockouts or strikes that would disrupt cross-border trade with this country. Both Canadian Pacific Kansas City and Canadian National Railroads are slowing down shipment of certain materials. This is SRN News. 13 books have been banned from all public schools in Utah. It is the first wave of bans expected under a new law that prohibits books with pornographic or indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest levels in decades as parents become aware of what their kids are actually being exposed to. Public and school-based libraries have been inundated with complaints from community members and conservative organizations, including Moms for Liberty. A former Cornell University student has been sentenced to 21 months in jail for posting violently threatening statements against Jewish people on campus. Patrick Day was accused by federal officials of posting vows to shoot and stab Jewish people on a Greek Life forum. The threats came shortly after Hamas carried out its deadly attack on Israel in October of last year. Day pleaded guilty, and in addition to his prison sentence, will receive 3 years of supervised release. This is SRN News. Could you call it a bridge over troubled water?
Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee says his state has filed suit against 13 companies that provided design, construction, and inspection services related to the Washington Bridge. It was partially shut down over safety concerns last December. The governor said in March the bridge would need to be demolished and replaced. In the suit, the state argues the companies failed to timely and adequately identify worsening structural issues. Jason Walker reporting.
Maurice Williams has passed away, a rhythm and blues singer and composer who, with his backing group The Zodiacs, became one of rock's great one-shot acts with the classic ballad Stay. He was 86 years old. Barely over 90 seconds, the song well outlasted The Zodiacs. It's been covered by all kinds of folks, including The Hollies and The Four Seasons. This is SRN News.